Fairy Tale Lane, Innsbruck. Rapunzel. Friends of fairy tales and glory, listen to this wondrous story. It's a bit complicated, actually. There's a married couple living next to a garden that belongs to a witch.
Ooh.
The wife is expecting a baby and is craving rampion, also known as Rapunzel. That's a leafy green plant which happens to grow in the fenced-off witch's garden. Pregnant women often know exactly what they want. That's because they're pregnant. It's a good thing. The loving husband can't help but fetch the rampion for his wife. Unfortunately, he gets caught by the witch. Of course. It wouldn't be a good story if he didn't. The witch rages and fumes. And then she thinks of something wicked. Something absolutely witch-like. As a punishment, the man must promise her the child.
No.
Yes. And he agrees, out of fear. So the child grows up with the witch. She names her Rapunzel. Very creative. Once Rapunzel grows into a young woman, the witch locks her in a tower to protect her. Rapunzel has very long hair. Exceptionally long hair. It's beautiful, but a lot of work. Whether her hair is naturally long or witch design, no one really knows. There's been a lot of speculation around the globe. Anyway, the witch uses Rapunzel's hair to access the tower. One wonders why she would choose such a complicated route. The historic city tower in Innsbruck is clearly easier to visit. You can just use the entrance door and climb the stairs. So, here's the procedure. The witch stands below the window and cries, "Rapunzel! Rapunzel! Let down your hair!" That's when the hair comes down and the witch climbs up. This up and down game was observed by a prince. Rapunzel happens to have an amazing voice, and her singing attracted the prince. Clever as he is, after practicing a bit behind a tree, he imitates the call. "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair!" And he climbs up. Imagine Rapunzel's delight when, instead of the old witch, a young prince appears at the window. They chat, fall in love, sing a duet or two, and plan their escape. But the old witch finds out. What a commotion! She cuts off Rapunzel's hair and banishes her to the desert.
Whoop.
Gone she is.
Oh no!
The prince, unaware, comes to the tower to see her, calls her name, climbs up, and who's before him? The witch! He's startled and stumbles and falls from the tower. The prince injures his eyes on the thorn bushes below and goes blind. Oh dear! He lost his big love as well as his eyesight. What a tragedy! Devastating! From now on, he staggers across the land. Total darkness. Desperate at heart, he's shattered. Until, isn't that his beloved with the extra long hair? Is it really his Rapunzel? Yes, it is. The two find each other in the desert. How fortunate.
Oh.
Rapunzel cries with joy. Her tears run over the prince's face and into his eyes. And then, what a miracle! His vision clears. He can see again. What joy! They are reunited. No more need for hair holding or hand guiding. Both are well. The rest is a classic. Return to the kingdom, get married, live happily ever after. End of story. Fairy Tale Lane, Innsbruck. Text, design and production from Peter Kollreider, Hörwinkel, in cooperation with the Audioversum Innsbruck. Voice, Bronwyn Merz-Pensinger.